This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Nissan Studios to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thank you very much. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get moving. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out and lay the tracks out here for us to talk about. The president yesterday held a press conference, and in it, he said he would be sending a letter to Nancy Pelosi arguing for an impeachment vote right away.
I think that was a trick question, right?
Well, we'll be issuing a letter. As everybody knows, we've been treated very unfairly, very different from anybody else. If you go over not only history, I mean, you go over any aspect of life, you'll see how unfairly we've been treated. We've done a fantastic job. Everything to me is about corruption. We want to find out what happened with 2016. And as you know, there's a lot of work going on in that. I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption. His campaign, that's up to him. Politics, that's up to them. I don't care about politics. Politics, as I think I made clear, and yesterday somebody asked me a question, and I gave an answer, but always in the form of corruption. What I want to do, and I think I have an obligation to do it, probably a duty to do it, corruption. We are looking for corruption. When you look at what Biden and his son did, and when you look at other people, what they've done, and I believe there was tremendous corruption with Biden, but I think there was beyond corruption, having to do with the 2016 campaign and what these lowlifes did to so many people, to hurt so many people in the Trump campaign, which was successful despite all of the fighting us. I mean, despite all of the unfairness. So we are looking at corruption. We're not looking at politics. We're looking at corruption.
Well, we already know, and by the way, this was leaked by somebody, that the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, has launched a corruption probe on the Bidens.
Well, right. And I guess in that that statement there from the president, Captain, maybe the president has not got the memo yet from the Biden campaign or Joe Biden himself that we're not really supposed to talk about Joe Biden. We can only talk about Trump and this
and Vladimir Putin.
And Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, exactly. And I got something to say about that, because for years, Kyle, we've been told by the elite media that Trump was a puppet of Vladimir Putin. Now we're being told that Trump has a corrupt relationship with a new president of the Ukraine. There's just one problem with all this, Kyle. You know what it is?
What's that?
Russia and the Ukraine are enemies. In fact, since 2014, the two nations have been locked up in a war that's cost over 12,000 lives.
Well, you know, Captain, exactly right, and that's a very important.
It's a very strong fact that blows again their crap out of the water.
Well, sure, and if you just go back, just about 2 years, listen to Adam Schiff. You could exchange what he's saying about Russia now with Ukraine. It's as if they think that maybe they think we're so stupid that we can't figure this stuff out, when they're saying the exact same things, but just substituting a new country that is, you know, far away and maybe sort of unknown to most Americans, generally speaking, and figure that, okay, oh, they're going to really believe this now. He's consorting with the Ukraine now. Oh, my goodness.
Well, how can they argue that Trump is a puppet of Putin or Russia when he just offered military aid to Putin's enemies, namely the Ukraine? They're getting $39 million worth of Javelin missiles, which are anti-tank missiles. This contradiction apparently never occurred to anybody in today's media.
Well, right, and you know, Captain, not to be too silly about it, because this is a very serious thing, but people like Adam Schiff and others who want to peddle these kinds of things, they might say something like, that's exactly what Putin would have him do, to throw us all off the track, that kind of stuff. In other words, you can't explain it to them because they are just hell-bent to get something out there.
Well, the Washington Post just got done giving Adam Schiff 4 Pinocchios for his making up of the story about the letter, the transcript,
right.
The phone call and all that, making all that up. They gave him 4 Pinocchios, and I'm sitting here laughing to myself, trying not to really break out hugely laughing. Trey Gowdy says, you mean you couldn't give him 5?
Right. Well, exactly right. Well, 4 Pinocchios, I mean, you got to really, you know.
That's really bad when you get that and you're a Democrat from the ball places to Washington Post.
Exactly right. And that's because it's so blatantly obvious. I mean, it's, for example, we have Biden on tape talking about what he did to get the prosecutor fired, and yet somehow there's, you know, we can't even hear about that anymore. But we've got Adam Schiff on tape saying we never had contact with the whistleblower, but that was a lie. Bald-faced lie.
Well, Adam Schiff needs to resign as the chairman of the House Intel Committee. He is a disgrace. He needs to have any type of security clearance removed. The guy doesn't belong there, and that's where we need to start. All right, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy, take this to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, Wayne Allen Root just keeps gaining more listeners, or I'm sorry, viewers on television, Newsmax television. He happens to have the number one show on Newsmax right now between 8 and 9, Monday through Friday. This portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain like I do, with my arthritis, you need to try an alternative here if you're taking medication. I used to take Mobil and Flexeril, and I got rid of it because it had side effects. Now, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, whatever kind of pain you got, let me suggest to you the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It only costs $19.95, and you can get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. While you're there, take a look at what's in the product. It's all natural. There's no anything in there that's going to hurt you. It's all good stuff for you. Natural ingredients, $19.95, the 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We had somebody on the line. They hung up. But caller, if you want to call back, and we'll get right to you. I don't know if he was in a hurry or what the deal was, he or she. Now, I want to mention that Joe Biden late yesterday, snapped at a reporter over his son Hunter's Ukraine deals and was trying to shift the focus back on Trump. And the reporters wouldn't let him. And these were not Fox reporters or conservative reporters. These were the run-of-the-mill mainstream media liberal reporters doing this.
Well, that's right. You know, and any reporter who wants to do, you know, the things that we typically see reporters doing, they can ask these kinds of questions because they know that, you know, this is what people want to know. This is what they want to understand more about. And it's first of all, it's a legitimate question. You've got the, you know, not only all these things that are happening, after Biden went to Ukraine or talked to them and the great things that happens for his son with Ukraine and China. Mm-hmm. You, so you put all that together. It's a legitimate question.
All right. Well, yeah. We got the caller back again. Let's see what the caller wants. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's a Backgammon Bob from Clearwater, Florida.
Okay. What's up there, Backgammon Bob?
Well, one to ask. Now with Bernie Sanders on injured reserve.
We were going to get into that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. With Bernie Sanders on injured reserve and Biden on the witness stand, maybe, does Elizabeth Warren look like a very strong possible for the nominee now?
Okay. We'll answer that for you. Right. Thank you. Well, Kyle, we were going to talk about Bernie, so let's talk about him right now. 78 years old, confirmed he had a heart attack. They put stents in. He says he feels great, this, that, and the other. He's going to be back for the debate, et cetera, et cetera. But he's not going to be the same old Bernie. Once you've had a heart attack and your heart gets damaged, no matter what's happened, it's going to take a few steps away from you. The people are going to know that. The voters are going to know that. And he's toast, in my opinion. He's toast.
Yeah, I think politically, and most unfortunately, you know, this has happened to him. And obviously, as you know, as you just said, Captain, it's going to take a physical toll. It would take a physical toll on anybody, any 78-year-old person, but especially a 78-year-old person who's running for president. The kind of schedule that in and of itself entails is almost superhuman to a great degree. So it will have an effect. And I think that we may see Biden bow out in some way, shape, or form here before too long.
As they get into these investigations overseas and more gets divulged, and we're starting to hear some of this ourselves from the sources that are doing the investigating. I mean, I don't hear it from the newspapers. That's not what I do. I hear from the people that are involved in the investigations, and I'm hearing that there is a there when it comes to Biden, and it comes to Kerry's stepson too with that deal in China, because they've asked China to look into the deals too.
Well, exactly right. So I think what you have is a perfect storm that one way or another takes out of the running two of the top mm-hmm. Democrat candidates right now, one mm-hmm. being Biden, the other being
now,
Bernie Sanders.
Now, going to Elizabeth Warren, yes, it would raise the stakes of Elizabeth Warren, absolutely. And somebody the other day said that with Hillary starting to stick her nose poking around this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, that it might bring her back into the race.
Well, that's a long shot possibility, but still a real possibility though. Hillary could try, you know, but I think that she missed her boat as well. She could have been planning Grudge Match 2020 all along, but instead she wrote the book What Happened. She tried to blame everybody. She's blaming Putin. She's blaming deplorables. She's blaming sexism and misogyny. She's blaming this, that, and the other thing. Every single thing except Hillary Clinton. She didn't run a good campaign. We all know that. Don't need to rehash it. But if she did jump back in, I think it would actually create more chaos than it would order. And by the way, she doesn't have the DNC behind her right now. They don't have control of that to try to fix the primaries.
Yeah, and I'm talking, everybody, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, let's go back to some audio here, because here's Adam Schiff, and we just got done talking about the president asking the Ukraine to check on the Biden situation, and China, too, to check on the situation there. This is Adam Schiff talking about this, and we're going to let him talk, and then we're going to tear this apart, because what he said is incorrect.
I'm not going to make any comment on the... I won't have anything to say until the testimony is completed. I do want to say this, though, that once again, how the President of the United States suggesting, urging foreign countries to interfere in our presidential elections is an illustration that this president has learned anything from the 2 years of the Mueller investigation is that he feels he can do anything with impunity. President of the United States encouraging a foreign nation to interfere again to help his campaign by investigating Iran is a fundamental breach of the President's oath of office. It endangers our elections, it endangers our national security. It ought to be condemned by every member of this body, Democrats and Republicans.
Okay, it's a fundamental breach of the president's oath of office to request countries to investigate people for crimes. And let me see, what did we just find out with the Ukraine thing? What was the name of that legislation that was signed by, oh gosh, then Democratic President Bill Clinton, that was also used by Barack Obama, I might add?
I was talking about the treaties that they made.
That's right, 1999, the treaty. That's exactly what the president's doing. He's following the law that was signed by Bill Clinton, that was used by Barack Obama, that is once again being lied about by Adam Shifty Schiff, who, again, should be removed from his congressional committee as chairman, number one. He should be censured, number two, for what he's been doing. This, again, is another lie. This is an easy-to-prove lie, what he just said, that the president was engaging in a fundamental breach of the president's oath of office. That is absolutely a flat-out, blatant lie.
Well, sure. And just like back in the 30s, they're taking that that stance that, hey, if you lie a lie big enough and often enough, it'll eventually become the truth. And so Adam Schiff, acting like, you know, coming off like he's like a supervillain wannabe, you know, he really wants to, mm-hmm. he really wants to be like, make a big impact,
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah.
But by doing this, he believes that saying it loud enough and long enough, people will believe it.
Typical Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals: repeat a lie long enough, an untruth long enough, and it becomes the truth. And that's what he's trying to do. All right, well, here we go. So, Bagamon Bob asked about Elizabeth Warren, and we just made a comment about it. Here's what the president has to say about Elizabeth Warren.
What do you think about facing Elizabeth Warren?
That's fine. I mean, it's fine. She's a socialist and maybe worse than that. But we'll see. I haven't seen his poll numbers. I haven't seen Biden's poll numbers. Look, Joe Biden was never going to make it. All right? He was never going to make it. He tried it twice. He's at 1%. There's a reason. When I announced, I went to number one day one, and I stayed there the entire primary season. I never was off center stage. I was never given credit for that, but that's okay, except by Steve. The only one that gave me credit was Steve.
All right, well, he wasn't number one the day that he stepped out and announced that he was a president. He was number two or three, and he climbed up the ranks until he got up to number one. And Biden was never at 1%, to my knowledge. He's been the leader in the clubhouse. But his numbers are dropping, Kyle, and we'll talk about more when we come back right after this break coming up right now. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the captain, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many Republican leaders were silent. They were supportive of President Donald Trump's public call for another foreign government, China, to investigate his political foe, while a handful voiced concern that the president was trying to enlist a rival power in his own reelection effort. Senator Ron Johnson said, quote, "I don't think there's anything improper about doing that," of Trump's call on China to investigate the Bidens. Dissent came from Utah Senator Mitt Romney tweeted, "By all appearances, the president's brazen and unprecedented appeal to China and to Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden is wrong and appalling." In contrast, neither Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell nor House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy responded to any request for comment. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.5% in September, adding a modest 136,000 jobs. It's the lowest level in nearly 50 years, even though employers appeared to turn more cautious and slowed their hiring. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Geico. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk show host, me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, starting with the car or the truck that you're driving. They also can cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. Maybe you've got a wave runner, a jet ski, a snowmobile. They can cover all of that too. And they can even give you help and provide you coverage for your home, and if you rent, your renter's insurance as well. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and tell them the captain sent you when you do that. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm having a little bit of fun here, because now we're gonna go off on this sublime route here. Here is Kamala Harris. And she said something the other day, and the response she got back asking people about how they would like her to be president, wait till you hear this.
I'm at the stage of the campaign where I'm kind of like, you know what, I'm just going to engage in real talk. I don't want to waste your time with anything else. Let's just have some real talk. So, real talk. In this election, in the last kind of couple months, certainly a few weeks, there's this whole conversation that's been coming up about electability. Focused on our campaign. Is America ready for that?
No.
Well, yes, they are.
Yeah. She went on to say, is America ready for me to be president? No!
Well, you know, from the get-go, Kamala Harris has had a very, very bad campaign. And I'm not trying to say that to be mean-spirited. I don't think, and as I've said all along, she's never really connected. She doesn't seem to be a candidate that wants to, you know, sort of be a broad-based candidate. And that's why she's always stayed where she has been in these poll numbers, and that's why she hasn't been able to be, you know, first early on considered a top-tier candidate, but just wasn't able to walk the walk or talk the talk. And so that left Sanders and Biden and Warren. And now with Sanders and Biden foundering the way that I think they're going to, for different reasons, that's going to leave Elizabeth Warren. And one of the things about Elizabeth Warren, if the Democrats don't come up with someone else or some other plan B or something, then it could be very good for Trump because she provides such a contrast.
Well, you need to listen, and everybody needs to listen to this little comment about Elizabeth Warren where she talks about when she goes to bed at night, she thinks about taxing the wealthy. Listen to this nonsense and tell me how you're going to like to have her as your president.
And suddenly the world starts to look a little different. It doesn't just look like it's working for a thin slice at the top. It looks like it not only works for you, but it also works for your brother and for your neighbor who's worried and upset. So I see this all the way through. You know the two-cent wealth tax? When I go to bed at night, sometimes I think, this thing is happening, this thing is happening. I think, two-cent wealth tax. We're fair share in what we can do. You know, we passed this two-cent wealth tax. Here's the thing. Not just the majority of Democrats like it. Not just the majority of independents like it, but the majority of Republicans like it.
She's the one that's got the strategy to turn people against people. But did you hear her say that everyone will love her wealth tax? The Democrats like it. The majority of independents like it. Even the majority of Republicans like her wealth tax. Are you kidding me?
Well, first off, I got news for folks. When she talks about taxing the wealthy, it'll turn out that if you make money in this country, she might consider you wealthy, and you're going to get taxed a lot. And secondarily, I think, Captain, that there are going to be a lot of wealthy Democrats who are not going to be supportive of Elizabeth Warren for the very reason that she will be coming after their success, too. This is what they're doing. They're coming after the things that you've done in order to be successful, and they actually take away the incentive to be successful.
And then just for the heck of it, here is the leader of the Democratic Party, AOC, making a comment about how she has a plan to give all illegal aliens welfare paid for by American taxpayers.
The third is known as the Embrace Act, and we also have the Mercy and Reentry Act and the Embrace Act. So I'll start with Mercy and Reentry Act. The Mercy and Reentry Act allows us to open all of our social safety nets, and it ends federal discrimination on our social programs based on people who were formerly incarcerated. And one reason that we do that is because one of the number one reasons for recidivism, why mass incarceration is such a persistent problem, is poverty. It's because people come out, we refuse and we deny and we refuse to extend opportunities to folks, so then we create so much economic isolation in this country that people feel funneled right back into recidivism, and then we're incarcerating the same community over and over again. So the Mercy and Reentry Act ends federal discrimination for the formerly incarcerated, for our social safety net, and the Embrace Act, we are doing the same, and we are ending, and it's a piece of legislation that ends similar discrimination based on documentation status. It's kind of a next level piece of legislation, and it is something that people are going to say, why would you do that? I believe that we need to acknowledge the contributions that immigrants make in America. And if you contribute to our society, I believe that you should benefit from our society.
Is there anybody that thinks that she even has her head screwed on straight with that one? Because I happen to know for sure, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that there are all kinds of federal and state programs out there to help people when they come out of prison to be repatriated, to be trained in a job, and to get a job.
Well, right. But you see, she doesn't want to talk about that. She wants to make people think that there is nothing, that our society has just been derelict in its duty, and that it's just there to keep people down and this kind of thing. But you just blew that away completely, Captain, in two sentences. You know, it's and again, because they don't want you to open your eyes and see what's happening, they want to paint a picture. It's like, you know, creating a crisis and then providing the solution.
And if she thinks for 1 minute the American people are going to sit around and just allow the illegals that are here to get all the welfare and all the benefits that a legal person would be able to have, or that someone with a green card that's here legally would be able to have, she's out of her mind.
Well, just like the idea is to have no borders, no discernible border.
That's part of her deal.
Now, I mean, really what she's talking about is, why call people American citizens and some not American citizens then? She wants to blur those, not just blur those lines, I think she wants to eradicate those lines, and that's not the way that you can't run a railroad like that, Captain.
No, and by the way, folks, in the next hour I'm going to be playing Diamond and Silk. Ron Edwards is going to be coming on here up to the top of the next hour, and I'm going to play an interview Diamond and Silk did talking about Maxine Waters with that ridiculous thing about, well, President Trump has made us a target, and I have death threats against me, and I've had the highest security and all of that. Well, maybe it was because of what she was doing to begin with, screwing everybody in her district.
Well, right, and again, there's a lot of drama that goes on. And again, it's just like what AOC was just doing. Create this drama thing, and where people think, oh my goodness, this horrible thing is happening. But, you know, I don't know anybody who acts the way that she's talking about it, that kind of thing. And but a lot of that is just to create another problem.
Now, Maxine Waters is a congresswoman out there not very far away from you live, right?
That's right.
And wasn't she responsible for getting this huge bank loan to help her husband's banks remain solvent a while ago? And then said, well, I didn't know anything about it. A few years back?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But again, well, of course, but as a Democrat, she's completely within her rights to say stuff like that. And then everybody has to go, oh, okay, yeah, nothing, no big deal, nothing to see here.
Well, it was when Barack Obama was president, we were bailing out our banks, and her husband was one of the banks that needed to be bailed out, and he got money, but it had nothing to do with her. All right, well, here comes the music. Tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. He does a yeoman's job, and we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. A little nippy up there in the North Country tonight, and fall is upon us. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving hair ride feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's out there and he's rooster cruising tonight. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And for you truckers out there in the highways and byways, that was for you out there. And we appreciate everybody that is chiming in. And a lot of you have been saying howdy howdy to us. I'm going to do it by company tonight, though, because I got so many of you. That's the best way to do it. Crete Carriers, ICCC, Hunt Transportation, Schaefer Trucking, FedEx Freight, Conway, and let's see here, Yellow LTL. Appreciate all you guys all chiming in here tonight, and I hope everybody stays safe. Now, here we go. There is minimal hazards tonight anticipated over the weekend for the most part, as fall is gradually settling in across the country. Now, a strong cold front is expected to sweep through the Midwest and reach the east over the next couple of days this weekend. You can expect some locally heavy rain and a few strong thunderstorms. Meanwhile, there will be red flag warnings that's in effect now for parts of the north central part of California, and the heat will linger still from Texas through the deep south. All the way across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and, of course, Florida, where temperatures will be pretty much in the 90s all the way through there. So there you go. Now, let's start with the cold weather. We've got frost. We've got hard freezes all the way from upstate Pennsylvania, upstate New York, Connecticut, Vermont, most of New Hampshire, Massachusetts, most of Maine, then scooting over to the northern part of Michigan and the northern part of Wisconsin, frost warnings and hard freeze warnings there. Now, I'm going to skip over to the southern part of Montana and Wyoming and the northwestern corner of Colorado and northeastern corner of Utah, because there, you're going to have a winter weather advisory for conditions where snow is going to be in the mix. This is on top of the snow that you've already had here in the last week or so. Windy conditions, blowing snow around too, might get a little interesting across a lot of Wyoming and the mountains in the northwestern part of Colorado and northeastern part of Utah and the southern central part of Montana tonight. Now, there is a fire threat advisory, as I said, out there in the central part of the central northern part of California, and also in the central part around Denver, Colorado, going north up towards Wyoming along I-25 tonight, a fire threat advisory. Now, there is a wind advisory and some rain projected for the southern part of South Dakota and most of South Dakota tonight. You're going to be getting rain there. You're also going to be getting some rain along the Mississippi River from the Minnesota, southern Minnesota and Wisconsin line across the northern part of Illinois, and that rain will continue along the lee shore of Lake Erie tonight in certain places. It'll be scattered showers over there. Now, Florida, you're looking good in terms of the highways and byways and weather. Same for Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. The cold weather, you won't find it till you get into the mountains of Pennsylvania, and then you'll have definitely frost and hard freezes. The higher up you go in the elevations in Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, the Berkshires, and New Hampshire, you will definitely have a hard freeze there. So keep all that in mind. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, these are not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because the facilities that they have there now, the food that they have there compared to what they used to have back in the old days, is just outstanding. Now, Pilots are flying J's main restaurants include Arby's, Chester's Chickens, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell, Wendy's, a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, a full-service Dunkin' Donuts with a full-service menu, and the same for Cinnabon, all in the Flying J's and the Pilot Travel Centers. And, of course, the travel centers have got everything in them you could possibly imagine that a trucker would need, being away from home, including being able to do your laundry, because that's an important thing that, you know, usually about once a week the guys were pulling in. I know we were when we were out on the road, my wife and I, pulling in and make sure you do the laundry and keep everything nice and fresh and all that, because nothing worse than having smelly laundry and your truck driving around. Oh, boy. But anyway, there you go. And Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, I want to tell everybody about where I'm going to be today. Because today, from if you're over in Orlando, between Davenport and Orlando, we're going to be at the Omni Resort for an event called the Trumpapalooza event. There's going to be a lot of major speakers there. I'm going to be speaking to the group. Author Kathy Chamberlain is going to be speaking to the group. Joe Gruters, chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. Christian Ziegler, his number two guy. Kathy King, some elected officials. Matt Gaetz has been invited. I don't know if he's going to be there or not. He may be. And then we've got some authors and some heavy hitters that have written books and this, that, and the other. They're going to be there as well. But you can come out and fraternize with like-minded people, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to have a prayer breakfast and a get-together at 10 o'clock in the morning there at the Omni Resort. And you have to have a ticket to get in. That's not a big deal. You can go to Eventbrite and see the Trumpapalooza page there and get your ticket that way. Or you can purchase your tickets at the door, because if you can't get it free, which is what it is right now, if you get it online and show up with the free ticket, then it's going to cost you $20 to get in. But that ticket that you'll get will allow you to be there all day long. Not only will you get your meal, you'll be able to be there all day long until roughly 5 o'clock this afternoon. And then there is a dinner later tonight with everybody, the speakers and whatnot. The speakers will have tables. People will be able to sit with your favorite person, whoever it is you want to be with. So there you go. And I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of you there. And again, I've got the links all over my Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch, the Captain's America Radio Show. It's on my personal page, Matt Bruce. It's also on my backup personal page, Matthew Bruce. So you can find it. It's there. And we look forward to seeing you there today, if you can at all make it. And I know we got a lot of people who already told me they're coming over, and I can't wait for that. It's going to be a big old time in the old house. And good morning to you, Sue. Appreciate your flowers there. And good morning to Penny. Good morning to Kathy. Good morning to Dave. Good morning to Ron. Good morning to Scott, Major Scott. Good morning to Lynn. Good morning to Alexandria. Good morning to Major Mac. Good morning to Gid. By the way, Gid, you're on a cruise ship. Where the heck are you at that you're listening to me? I know you're not around here. You're out somewhere in the Pacific or something, I thought. But anyway, I'll be right back with Ron Edwards.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.